Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to another coffee talk. For those of you who are not familiar with another coffee talk, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week, and this week is no exception. Although I'm going to address the elephant in the room, the past couple of weeks have been exceptions, even the past couple of months. I have shamelessly been away because I needed a break. The past fall and even early winter have been very intense for me, very overwhelming. And I know I say this a lot, but I've been very busy and not so much in a good way. Although I've always liked keeping myself busy, this was a little bit too much for many reasons. One, because I was not able to set boundaries for myself in terms of workload, and two, because I was being unrealistic. I thought I could do it all, and then I couldn't. And part of me felt very guilty about not delivering everything that I thought I could. And so then when I decided to take that break, and when I decided to skip 1 week of coffee talk, and then another week, and then 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, it always made me feel guilty in a way, because I was telling myself, or I thought that I was not being able to commit to my word, and I was not able to be as consistent as I wanted to be. And the intentions that I set for myself for this podcast, for this YouTube channel, I was not able to live up to them. But the truth was, I was not able to keep up with it because I had too much going on. And the simple idea of sitting down to record an episode of another coffee talk was draining, because one, I didn't have the energy and or the time to do it, but also I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. I truly didn't. I had no inspiration. I honestly think I was very close to being burnt out, and that's why I took that break. That's why I decided to not overload myself to the point where I was going to break, because I've been in that situation before, because I was so close to being burnt out previously in the past, and I've talked about this before. I didn't want to go down that path again. And I was working my ass off because I was looking forward to one specific event, which was a vacation that I was planning. But everything that led up to that vacation was too intense. So I had to kind of take a step back. And the simple idea of creating made me feel even more overwhelmed than I already was. So that's why I took a break. Saying this out loud now kind of makes, I know it sounds like it's a bunch of excuses, and it kind of is, but also that's what happened. It's the reality of it. And as I said, I felt guilty, but at that time, I would rather feel guilty about it than actually sit down and do something about it, which kind of speaks for how everything was going, what state of mind I was in. And although I'm sick right now, I am back and I have plans for the new year, although I don't have any resolutions, because often around this time of year, the new year, a lot of people set intentions for themselves, they have resolutions, but we all know how that goes. And I didn't want to do it this time, or at least not consciously. So maybe I have set some resolutions and some intentions for myself for the new year, for 2025, but it's not like I didn't write them down, you know? Well, actually, I did a 2025 bingo card, but I feel like that's not the same. It's not necessarily goals. It's just like things. Well, I was going to say it's things I want to do, so I guess they are goals, but in my mind, it's kind of different. So see how I'm just contradicting myself constantly, and that's what makes me me. Honestly, what I wanted to talk about today is actually that. Is actually taking a break if you need one. If you feel like you need a break, you need a vacation, you need some time to rest, you shouldn't feel guilty about that, because if that's truly how you feel, and I'm not talking about being lazy and just like procrastinating, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about genuine rest. I'm talking about feeling as though you need a fucking break. Sorry, but that's how I had to say it. If you feel it in your gut, if you deeply feel like you need an actual break, whether it's going on vacation or just taking some days off, you should allow it to yourself. You should give yourself that the time to just take a break. And I know it's often easier said than done because of work, because of obligations. But you should really just consider taking some time off. When it's most convenient, yes, but also when it's most needed. And that's what I did. And it felt great. I went on vacation. I visited Morocco with my sister. Amazing trip. Was supposed to go to Costa Rica. Did not go. Ended up in Morocco. Anyway, that's a story for another time. But it felt so good to finally be away and finally just be free. Honestly, that's how I felt. I felt free. I felt like I didn't have any obligation. It was just me, my sister, the sun, food, and an amazing time. Truly, we had a blast and it felt so good. I came back energized and I was ready to attack the holidays because we came back a few weeks before the holidays kicked in. So it was the holiday craziness. And then the holidays happened, then I became sick, and now it's 2025. So that tells you how fast time goes by, and you probably know this already. It's not a big revelation. It's like, yeah, time goes by fast. But that being said, and that in mind, that's why you should take some time for yourself. That's why you should take a break when you feel like you need it. Because if you don't, then you're only going to take a break in 6 months, and it's going to be maybe not too late, but it's going to be worse. Your state of mind is going to get worse, especially if you've been needing a break for the past 6 months. So this is your sign to take the break now, if you need it. Because as cheesy as this is going to sound, if you don't take it now, then you're only going to postpone it, and things are going to pile up, and things are going to get worse, and things are going to get even more chaotic and hectic, and you're not going to be able to keep up. And the next thing you know, you're overwhelmed, overbooked, overstimulated, you don't know what to do with yourself, and then you have to stop doing things that make you happy, such as recording a podcast, creating content, being active on social media. You're gonna drain yourself out. And life is all about balance. Again, very cheesy, but I do believe in this. And that's something I've been struggling with for the past months and even years. Finding balance for me has always been hard because I'm an all or nothing kind of person. It's black and white. And I've said that before, and I'm going to say it again, but it's true. It's really the kind of person that I am, and I'm trying to find this balance, and it's becoming easier and easier, but it's still it feels unnatural for me. And I wouldn't necessarily consider myself a yes man, but I don't like the idea of disappointing. And so I kind of take it up on myself, and I put a lot of pressure on my own shoulders, and I set standards for myself, but I'm the one who sets these standards. So it's kind of, yeah, I'm kind of shooting myself in the foot here and I'm digging my own grave. But yeah, that's something I have to learn to avoid in 2025, or at least not dig as deep, if that makes sense. But the truth is, for me, finding balance is hard, and for just everyone, because I had a conversation about that, about balance and about kind of finding the sweet spot and being on top of everything all the time with somebody recently. And it seems like everybody has the same struggle with balance, which is finding it, because my balance is probably not the same as yours, or the same as my sister's, or the same as my neighbor's, because we have different priorities. And I've come to realize in the past couple of months where my priorities are and where I kind of want them to be. Not that they're not aligned, but I have this vision of what I want my priorities to be, what they actually are, and then realistically, what they truly are for different reasons, for obligations, for work, for personal life. It's complicated. It's complicated finding balance and staying true to who you are and setting boundaries and having your priorities right. So, cheers to that. And what I've come to realize also recently is that my priorities changed over time. They were not the same when I was 16. They were not the same when I was 18. They are not the same as now, and they're probably not going to be the same in 2 years. And that's fine, because people evolve. We humans grow. We change. Our perspective changes over time, for different reasons, because we go through different experiences and we grow. And so with us, the priorities grow. Our input on life grows, changes, evolves. That's what we do. And it's okay. And I was, again, feeling very guilty about not spending as much time as I wanted with my family, for example, or not being as good of a friend as I wanted, for another example. But truth is, at that time, let's say 3 months ago, that's not what my priority was. My priority was delivering work. It was all about work. It was being able to deliver everything on time so that I can go on vacation with nothing in mind, with a free and liberated mind. And that's what I did. And then when I came back, those priorities kind of changed because I went on vacation. It changed my vision about the world. Not entirely, but, you know, I just went through a different experience and it kind of shifted a little bit the way that I saw the world and the way that I wanted to live life. And then I came back into the routine and that shifted again. So it's always evolving. And that, I think that's what we, or at least I, tend to forget, is I have this one specific vision for where I want to go, for who I want to be. But what I forget is it's always kind of changing. It's constantly evolving from one day to another. And same goes for motivation, same goes for creativity, same goes for discipline, same goes for everything in life, you know? So you kind of have to remember that sometimes, that it's not always going to go your way. It's not always going to go the way that you plan it to go. But that's the beauty of life. It's the unexpected. It's the unplanned. And I'm an over-planner, and I know that. And again, that's something I really want to work on. I want to allow myself a little bit more of spontaneity. Is that how you say it? I want to be more spontaneous. I want to not plan as much as I'm used to, because, God, if you saw my calendar, you would, I don't know if you would be impressed or concerned, honestly. It's a little too much. It's a little too intense. And so it doesn't leave much room for stuff, for unplanned stuff, for my friends. If I want to make time for them, I have to go look at my calendar for the next 2 weeks. How ridiculous does that sound? Right? It's like, yeah. But the reality is, I need to work, I need to plan things. And so, again, circling back to what I said about balance, it's about finding the balance, but also allowing yourself to go one way or the other and not always be so much in the middle and always be balanced. So do with that information what you will. So if we go back to the actual topic of this episode, just take a goddamn break. You deserve it, okay? And that's one thing that I thought I didn't deserve the break, because I was almost discrediting myself. So I had the guilt, but I also had this feeling that I was not deserving of a break, that I was not working hard enough to be getting a break. But it's not about that. Your body speaks to you. Your mind speaks to you. If you truly feel like you need a break, give it to yourself. Whether that's just maybe like one night off, just turn off your phone for the night, be on do not disturb, and just take that moment to relax, to read, to rot in bed if that's what you want to do. Just do it. Whatever makes you feel like you're actually taking a break, like you're actually resting, you're allowed to do so. You deserve it. And I'm very critical with myself, and that's where I become my worst enemy, because I have all this internal stuff going on in my head. I have all these feelings that I'm kind of suppressing because the reasonable me is not allowing my emotional self to be right, because it's like, oh, and I brush off too many things. And this is where it comes and it bites me in the ass in the end, because it just all comes back to the surface all at once. And this is not good. So when you're feeling something, when you need to rest, just do it. Don't wait till it's too late or till it's too much or till everything is just overwhelming and you feel doomed and you feel like you're just worthless. Wow, that took a turn. I'm sorry about that. So I guess I'm just going to wrap it up here. Yeah, that's definitely my cue to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, 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 truly mean it, because I've been away for too long. So if you're still here, I appreciate you. And on that note, no, I've already said that. See, I'm a little rusted. I'm going to wish you in bonne journée.